The United Nations says the flow of Iraqi refugees coming back home from Syria has slowed down because people are again worried about security in Iraq. The Iraqi government said last year that more than 40,000 refugees were returning each month. Now they say they have no accurate numbers. The UN says more than 2 million Iraqis have fled their country since 2003, mostly to Syria and also to Jordan. To lure the refugees home, Iraq is offering free bus rides and money. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, those who do return say they feel very uncertain about the future.
On a December morning in Baghdad's Mansour neighborhood, a crowd of taxi drivers mobilized as a bus pulled up loaded with Iraqi refugees returning from Syria. Some of the drivers called out the names of Sunni neighborhoods they felt safe driving to. Others offered a ride to mostly Shiite neighborhoods, another sign of the sectarian divide that marks the city these days. 70-year-old Mohammed Hashim and his wife look around for their belongings. He says the Iraqi government claims that things are safer now weren't the main reason they returned. They simply ran out of money and had to come back. A helicopter swoops overhead as he starts to explain that Shiite militiamen of the Mahdi army, loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, drove them from their original home and then from the South Baghdad house they fled to. Suddenly, his wife angrily interrupts.
Why are you talking to these people? Did you tell them the Mahdi army burned my house? Did you tell them the Mahdi army killed my sons? What are they going to do for us?
Late last year, the buses were arriving by the dozens every day, as Iraq reported that civilian deaths had fallen off sharply over the previous 6 months. But now the taxi drivers say they might see six or seven buses on a typical day. 35-year-old driver Ali Hatem says he's heard many stories of hard conditions in Syria. People who were professionals in Iraq working in restaurants or hotels in Syria for about $2.50 a day. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki visited Syria to urge the refugees to return, touting the improved security situation and offering free bus trips home. But Hatem says there's a catch.
The news in Syria says that people who come back on the free buses, they get the Maliki stamp in their passport. They call it the Maliki stamp, and it means that they can't go back to Syria for 5 years, even if the situation here gets bad again. Most of the people I pick up here talk about the Maliki stamp.
35-year-old factory owner Barakat Hussein Ibrahim was on hand last month for the reopening of the metalworks that he closed when he fled to Syria. Ibrahim says he spent a year and a half in Syria, and like many others, returned partly because of news that the security situation was better here, but mainly because his money ran out. But he paid his own return fare and didn't get the Maliki stamp in his passport just in case. As he tells his story, other workers dust off the welding and cutting machines and try to start the old generator. Sectarian killings may be down, but one thing hasn't improved, the electricity supply. Ibrahim's specialty is making safes, a popular commodity in a country where armed criminals remain a huge problem. But he says he depends on business from provinces outside Baghdad for his profit, and that means things need to keep improving.
The problem is that the consumer cannot come to buy the safes like before. In the past, traders from other provinces used to come to the main wholesale market in Baghdad, but now it's mainly Baghdad traders who come.
Finally, after considerable tinkering, the generator turns over. Contacted again after last week's deadly suicide bombings, Ibrahim says business is slowly picking up and he'll stay on in Baghdad as long as the sectarian executions remain low. But he's under no illusions about the fragility of the current situation. His worries are echoed in the latest UN Refugee Agency report. Quoting immigration officials at the Syrian border crossing of Al-Tanf, the report says as of late last month, nearly 700 Iraqis were crossing back into Iraq each day, while more than 1,200 a day were headed the other way into Syria. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.